This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
College basketball is nonstop, big games, tight spreads, momentum swings every night. And now FanDuel is giving you a way to turn that energy into even bigger wins with a college basketball parlay profit boost. Here's how it works. Build any college hoops parlay you like. The early tip, the rivalry game, the ranked matchup, the late night West Coast shootout. Mix spreads, totals, props, whatever fits your read of the slate. Then just apply your profit boost and instantly bump up that potential payout. Go safe, go spicy, go with the team you've been following all season. It's your parlay, your style, now with even more upside behind it. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel, play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You ready?
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, does everybody have a thing that they do and they think it's normal? And you just, like, okay, I don't know why this happens, and this is something that everybody does. It's not normal, but everybody does it. When you're trying to park or you're trying to find a location, you have to turn your radio down.
Yes.
That is insane because the two things are unrelated.
Right.
You got to focus, though, so you got to turn it down.
But why?
That's normal at this point, I think.
But why?
Because we're dumb.
Okay.
I think it helps.
Yeah.
But I'm dumb, so.
But... So I was talking to somebody that I know, and this is a very strange thing, but when they can't find something in their house, as they're walking around, they hold their boobs.
Okay.
Who were you talking to about this? That's more of a running up and down.
It's a weird thing because they were looking for something in my house. This is a friend. Oh. This is a friend's girlfriend, and they were looking for, and I'm like, are you hold? And it's just as it, but to me it reminded me of the radio thing where it's like there's some subconscious thing where we go, if I turn the radio down, I'll be able to do this. And I think for in this, I was gonna ask Erica and Aaron if this is a thing you do. It's like well, I know where these are, and now,
no.
And now maybe they'll help me find my keys.
This is giving like Karen from Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Like, there's a 97% chance it's already raining. And she's standing in the rain holding her boobs. Clearly you haven't seen it. No, I don't do that.
So then she is the only, then she would have to call in right now.
I remember doing that in high school, but that's because I was just dumb.
And you just grab your boobs.
Yeah, just to be like, what am I doing? What's my next? It just like helped grounded me to figure out my brain.
So then it might be a thing.
Where you just, you find
I don't know if it is.
But that's, Okay. I'm just going to keep going. Okay. I watch Erin sometimes just hold her hair and pick her split ends.
I'm not the only one that does that.
She's not.
I've never seen Erica do it. I've never seen.
And you haven't looked very closely.
I've never seen you twirl your hair, but that's pretty normal.
I do twirl my hair.
But like, I've dated a lot of women. I've married half of them. I've never seen anybody just sit there and like.
I peel my split ends apart. Yeah. It's an anxious habit. I also pick at my fingernails. I don't bite them, but I pick at them.
I think that's normal, but like, yeah. What we're looking for are like, am I the only one who?
Am I the only one who sometimes in the back of my mind, I just hear, the ship was a rocking and a rolling. It's from an Even Stevens episode when we were kids.
Okay. We may have missed. Okay. I told you a long time ago that this show is like about honesty and stuff, but there's a point where you shouldn't. Do you know what I'm saying?
I said it out loud to Dane, I think last night, and he was like, huh? And I was like, that's
so you
never
have a
just
voice
like-
in your head. Am I the only one now walking around
it's
looking
just
for
little,
something
like,
holding your boobs?
Sound bites that just yeah. appear.
I and think can Beans we have it again?
Said it. The ship was a rocking and a rolling.
It's pretty good.
Thank you. And I think if you ask my sister, she knows what it's like, really, like the context of it. But
okay, I think we're either going to get a lot of calls now.
Mm hmm.
Or just calls about her mental health.
It's not good.
Okay, so if you do something weird and you want to know if you're the only person who does it, this is the place to confess it. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
You guys have busted me for talking to myself.
Yeah.
All the time, which is a common thing.
Mm-hmm. It is.
But I also talk to my plants. I have a Monstera that's struggling, and I try to ask it what's wrong.
What do you say?
I'll just say things like, do you need water? What's going on? Like, why aren't you sprouting new leaves?
I think that's normal.
Okay.
Here's what I'm going to say. I think we're going to get some calls like that, and we're going to be able to tell them, I don't think you are the only one who does that, because I've read things where plants legitimately.
And this Monstera is struggling, so if anyone can help me, I'll take
it. You swing by your house and.
Or
chat with it,
well.
Or tell you the positive phrases. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. They're like, "What should we say?" Okay, that's. I just want. I don't know if this helps you, but I think that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
T-Hack?
I have a lot of them. Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
He does the pen thing or the writing down the word thing.
Yeah. I just like start writing in cursive with just my fingers. If somebody says a word and I don't even know what it is, what that triggers it, but some word, I'll just pick it out and start writing. I never write in cursive. But for some reason, when I do this on the side, and we've had some people text in, and I've talked about it before, people are like, oh my gosh, I do the same thing.
You just start writing, but I can't see your hand, and I'm glad
I
can't.
Yeah, I just like kind of, like I'm holding a pen, and I just like have my nails.
Is it a word you don't hear often, or like what do you feel like triggers it?
I don't know. Triggers, like the two G's would make me, I'd like the G's are kind of fun. With the
you would write triggers.
Yeah, I would. And so people have said like, oh, I do that too, but I've never gotten in the bot. Like, what is it though? It's just like
crazy
me and a couple other people.
No, come on.
Is it psychotic? Which word's sociopathic?
Yeah. No. I don't know what that is. I also remember a big one for me when I was like a kid, the teacher would come over and be like, can I look at your math book? Like, what chapter are we on? And she'd be glancing through it. And as she's doing it, my head would just be tingling like crazy. And I just thought I was insane for my whole life until I discovered ASMR videos. And I'm like, oh, I get ASMR. So that was something.
So her touching your book.
And like
your
flipping
head,
the pages.
And flipping the pages and just, she's not really saying anything, but she's just kind of like, okay, no.
And it's just the light,
We're 40, chapter 3, I think. Yeah. And it's just like, I would want her to do it all day. It's so weird. I know, but then
Did you hear the speech that I made to Erica about okay. If the ship's rocking and rolling, like whatever.
Oh, you did
it was.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh. So that one, though, like, we kind of have an answer, but there's the other one. Like, what
we
is...
We don't, though.
What
your head tingles?
ASMR, yeah. You don't get that?
No.
I've never listened to an ASMR video.
Really?
I still... You guys try to get me to. In fact, he sent me some links, and I was like, he was looking a little tingly when he did it, and I'm like, I don't think I want to go down this rabbit hole.
I love the slime, like, smush ones where it's, like, crackly, or, like, the keyboards. You have creamy versus... Yeah.
I'm not really an ASMR girl.
I'm writing rabbit hole, by the way. That was a good word.
Wow. Two B's. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. This has gone way different than I thought it was going to go.
Sorry.
It's basically confess the weird things you do, and we're going to tell you if you're crazy or if we do it too. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about, it's basically, am I weird? Like, you have a thing that you do, and then you just wonder, am I the only one who does this?
Right.
You know how people can take a toothbrush and make themselves throw up?
Yeah, if you really want to.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I've known, it's like, oh my God, I don't feel good. And then you just kind of gag yourself with anything, and like a toothbrush is the thing. When I was young, and I had read that that's a thing, and I was sick a lot when I was a kid, I'd be nauseous and I just need to get it out. Mm. I would just go into the bathroom and think about my toothbrush. And it was over. My gag reflex is so like when they do the x-rays at the dentist, I'm like, please kill me.
Oh,
like,
yeah, you'll
just draw a picture, like, put in that car.
I get suffocation feeling.
I know. But like, if you need a, like, if I needed to barf right now, whoa, I would just picture a toothbrush and I will hurl immediately.
Okay, please don't picture
it. But am I the only one? Like, that doesn't make you, the idea of, I can't brush my tongue, I have
when
to use a tongue scraper.
Picture, when I, it's happening.
There it is.
When I, no. I get chills down my spine when I think about popsicles and like my teeth on popsicles.
Huh.
Yeah.
For this whole same thing, I can't finish a popsicle.
Oh,
I
have to the wood?
And when it's down to the wood, if that wood touched my tongue, I would barf. So I'm just like, I like eat as close as I can. And if it falls into my mouth, great. But like, I'm not.
Wow.
Can you put, okay, you go get a throat culture and they go, you stick your tongue and go, ah, and they're like, they put that thing on and like, ah.
Yeah, I don't vomit.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily like it, but.
I'm very similar when people, like at a movie theater, when they walk on the popcorn that's on the floor, just stepping on it. I hate that.
Buddy, have a
it
thing
makes me so
with
uncomfortable
sound.
To even
He's
think
got
about
a real
it.
Thing.
I've never heard people walking on popcorn.
I can't even imagine doing it. I would not do it.
You step around it. Mm-hmm. You step over it.
But what if it's littering the entire aisle?
Like, you're leaving a baseball game and there's all the...
I think I'd jump over the seat.
There's like peanut shells everywhere.
What about leaves? Crunchy leaves.
I can't. Leaves, I could. Leaves are okay.
Because it's not food.
Maybe.
And
okay.
He's protecting his shoes.
That there is that.
Or it's the food. I don't know which one it is.
Okay.
I want to protect the food, man. Mandy?
Yes, hi.
Yes,
yes, hi.
Hi.
I wish there was a word for that.
Are you? That is funny. Hey, are you weird? Tell us what you do.
Yes, I'm super weird. So you know the space that's above your upper lip and below your nose, like how it has those ridges or the creases?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since I was little, I've always twisted it sideways to make sure that they stay like extra creased because I was anxious and worried that like my creases would go away.
That makes so me
sad. Weird.
Twisted it sideways.
Like she's doing, she's just like making sure that it stays. She's like,
interesting.
She's like holding it.
Cupid's bow.
Hey.
That's right.
Judgment free.
No, I feel like someone like told, like, you know, your siblings convince you that you're adopted. I feel like someone told her like those were going to go away.
Probably my brothers did. I wouldn't put it past them. They convinced me a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
I
would
had
you
a
be sad if they went away. I've never even thought about that before.
Here's the thing. So, I have a cousin, Rick. Rick, if you're listening, shout out. He had the best dimples of anybody I've ever seen in my life, and they were so cute. And him or his dad or somebody told me he got them from frozen lollipops. So I would freeze because like, lollipops and leave them inside my mouth to try to get a dimple. I wanted a dimple hard. Because you think it kind of makes sense. It's like cool sculpting inside your mouth. You like freeze a little spot and it like
cool
goes.
Cool sculpting wasn't a thing when you were young.
I know, but it's like, it was like the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think the cool sculpting people were like, someone like me was like, I got a really skinny face. Thank you for the call, Mandy. There's a couple other texts I'd like to talk about.
Well, okay. We got one that says, when I was driving.
Now.
Yeah. I used to flex my pec muscles like I was shooting a laser at things or making a horse jump over things, like signs or the lines in the road.
I don't hate
that. What? Yeah.
That's, there was one of somebody who like waters their, this is the weirdest one. They spray water on a spider web so that the spider has liquid.
Oh, I would have done it to get it down.
No, they want the spider. Because like you're, like I would definitely get it down.
Yeah, you don't want spiders. But you do kind of because
they get rid of the other bugs.
I guess.
How about the person who memorizes the license plate in front of them in case they commit a crime? Weird.
I think they should use their head for something else.
Doesn't that feel a little T hackish?
I do the alarm clock thing where it has to be a math equation. I don't get up at 6:30. I get up at 6:33. 6 - 3 = 3. Stuff like just like normal.
We could
stuff.
Do this entire segment just with T.
Come on.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
It is time once again for news or nope.
On my part.
This is news or nope.
If you go to the Audacy app, AUDACY, you can get our whole show as a podcast. You can get different things. I highly recommend you don't even have to listen to the whole thing. Just listen to the second no on news or nope. Because we all hit it. So, like, we hit that first one, like, no. And then the second one was like, no. And it was like the Vienna Boys Choir, and then I lost it. I couldn't hold it together.
I'm not going to lie. I was reading a news story during it, so I was kind of just like, it was like playing in the back of my head.
But like, we all hit it.
Oh, I'll go back and listen on the Odyssey app.
It was really, like I'm telling you, it's worth just that. Go just listen to that one little piece.
Okay.
No. Like that. Let's do it together. Ready? No. Now you don't have to go listen.
Okay. No, we should.
No, yeah, you can still go. I mean,
yeah,
we're not stopping.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Someone on Hannah Montana was a liar.
A lot of them were.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting. But Jason Earls, who played Hannah's older brother, okay, Miley's older brother, whatever, has admitted that when he was cast for the show, he completely lied about his age. He was supposed to be playing a 16-year-old. And so when he went in for casting, he said, I'm 18. And he says, one day, a big executive walked by and goes, you're 28. And he goes, yes, I am. And I remember when we were younger and we found out that, like, he was maybe 30 by the time people kind of found out. Everyone was like,
ew!
Luckily, he was not a heartthrob, so no one had weird feelings about that.
Nobody made out with him?
No, he was just like the brother.
He was the funny, quirky brother.
Did they make out on that show ever, though? It's a Disney show, right?
I think that like Miley and Cody Lindley kissed or something.
She had a couple of, there's Jake as well. I don't remember his.
I think that's who Jake is.
Oh, well, there's the blonde.
The blonde. Yeah. Cody Lindley.
No.
Oh, I don't know who Jake is, though.
Oh, there's no.
Nick Jonas was on it at a point, and there's a little smooching.
Really?
I think they were actually dating at the time that he was on the show.
Jake Ryan?
Is
Cody Lindley.
Oh.
That's his real name.
Yeah.
And then there's a brunette who was also like a heart. He was, I don't remember his name.
Not the friend.
No, not Oliver.
Jesse.
Yeah.
But
okay, but this has been done in shows like this before.
Oh, yeah.
In different directions. Yeah, she lied up.
Yeah, she said she was 14 and they were like, or she was 14.
And she said she was 17.
Yeah. I do think like to act on a kid's show, it is a little weird to lie 10 years. I'm actually 28.
Yeah, but do you like as much as I do and my daughter does Back to the Future? Like Michael J. Fox is 20 something playing a high school kid.
They always
are. For sure. Yeah.
All of the Grease actors, they're not 18. They're like 32.
Were they really that old?
One Tree Hill.
Yeah.
I don't they check? Don't they have to fill out paperwork and stuff to get paid and all that? Like they just never
I don't know.
Notice that?
No, child actors is more of a slavery thing.
Okay.
So they just show up and
interesting.
All right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's been a while since we've
been a while
heard from our little macaw monkey friend.
Monkey friend.
This is my other story.
Hunch monkey has a friend. Girlfriend.
I heard this. I didn't. Have we seen pictures?
Speaking of kissing.
Are they smooch buddies?
They have shared a few sneaky kisses.
Hold on, do monkeys actually
they
kiss?
They do. And there's
no,
pictures.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. Granted, I don't.
Can you show me how they kiss?
Just face against face.
But they don't like grab each other by the back of the head or. They're like kissing.
Yeah,
they're
fully kissing.
And they play together.
So does he not carry around his toy anymore because he's got a real girl?
I think the toy is still around. The stuffy is still.
For whenever he's kind of got a little alone time.
Why do you have to take everything to a weird place?
No, I'm just saying he's alone. He's like, oh, you got to go be with your girls and like do some crocheting or whatever.
He's a monkey. And his stuffed animal is his best friend.
Okay, I'm just saying. Yeah.
Kissing and cuddling.
So cute.
The breakup's going to destroy you guys.
We will attack her.
All of America.
We need this.
Seriously, on
There's
monkey
be
watch.
A cheating scandal.
When she's making out with one of those monkeys that was mean to him.
Yeah.
She starts making out with the toy.
Oh.
What if those other monkeys sent her in there just to break his heart?
No.
Oh. They're like, he seems happy with the toy, and she's just there to get him like lulled into a false sense of like security, and then she takes the toy. And like she takes it back to them, and they're all like, "We got your toy, idiot."
The zookeeper would take care of it.
Yeah,
yeah. We were just like,
"Are we writing monkey fan fiction right now?"
We kind of are, and Aaron will buy it. Oh Lord!
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, this is crazy, but Carly Rae Jepsen is having a baby.
Didn't she already?
She's pregnant
with
her
monkey.
First child with her husband, Cole MGN, is according to this.
Are you sure she didn't have the baby?
No, not at all.
Hardcore journalism.
One day ago, Carly Rae Jepsen welcomes her first baby.
This says she's expecting.
She expected it.
Okay.
She has Cole MGN.
He's a music producer.
Okay, yeah. Cole Marsden Grief Neal is the MGN. I don't know. So
we need a time machine for this story to be relevant?
A little bit. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, my mistake.
Right. Oh, she had it 2 weeks ago. But the news came out yesterday.
Okay, so I'm like, so Erica's kind of wrong too. She said yes. Okay.
Breaking news, listen to 2 weeks from now's news.
I also messed up the song.
Or nope.
Yeah.
While we're sitting here, you know what we could do?
I just punched my mic with my ring.
Wow. Hey, can you pull it together?
Uh-huh.
We need to do a beanie battle.
Yes.
All right. So if you want to win one of the rare and elusive Slacker Show beanies, that there are only like 20 of them in existence right now, you have to call right now. We'll pick two numbers of calls. And then you got to know some things that may have happened just now in News or Nope. Mm-hmm. Some things that may have happened this week in News or Nope.
I'm going to even give you a hint. I hope you remember what you just heard.
Even the misinformation that
good luck.
Whiphead over there just had. All right. So, and then some things just about the show. Our real names, our dog's names, whatever that lady's name is. Mm-hmm. Call us right now. Callers.
6 and 7.
6-7. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It is time for the Beanie Battle. Rare and elusive beanies.
You have the dinger. Ready?
Here's the thing we don't usually talk about with the beanies that I don't think people understand. This is a hard to get item. So like if you have one of the beanies and you like, let's say you're going to a Nuggets game and you go walking in and they're like, oh, are you wearing a sock? They take you and you're like hanging out with Nikola Jokic and like Jamal. Like people go, you're one of, like you go
right.
into the locker room. Yes.
We cannot promise you will go into the Nuggets locker room.
You know, you're at the Oscars and they're like, oh, would you like one of these bags with all these things in it? Oh,
I literally just saw a video. They don't keep the carpet. They just throw it away.
Oh, I saw that too. A girl put it in her apartment.
They don't throw it away. No, they give it to someone who has a slacker beanie.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Yes.
So these, oh, Lord. We've got somebody on the space shuttle. Astronaut Alicia.
Yes.
Oh, boy. There's a point deducted already. Alicia, you are going to be contestant one, and you're going to go up against Nick.
Yep.
No. Okay. All right. It's going to be a good one.
Have either of you ever listened to this show before?
Every day.
Yeah. Okay. And a beanie's a hot commodity in this 70-degree weather right here. all right. So, Erica, why don't we get started with Alicia?
All right, Alicia, your question is, Noah Kahan is releasing a documentary ahead of his new album release. What streaming site will it be available on?
Oh, no. Peacock?
No.
What? I don't. Oh, he can steal. He can steal. Yes. Nick, what streaming site will that... Noah Kahan.
Let's go with Hulu.
Okay. Nope.
I don't know it either. I don't remember.
Pick one.
I literally talked about it like 48 hours ago.
But we don't listen to your part of the show.
Okay.
What was the answer?
Netflix.
Okay, that's what I thought. Nick, question two is for you, or do you just want to forfeit?
Yeah, Nick, this should be interesting. Nick.
Nope, let's go for it.
There is a monkey who's been in the news recently for being abandoned by his mom, and now he's got a new girlfriend. What is his name?
Pass.
Did you just say pass?
He said pass.
Pass.
Okay. I think that's a pass. Alicia, what's the monkey's name?
Lumpy.
Monkey.
We've talked about this monkey at least three times.
And literally just a few moments ago.
Yeah.
All right. I don't remember it.
I know. I just don't know his name.
The next question.
Orangutan.
Yeah. So that's two questions. The next question's for Alicia.
It sure is.
Could be the winning
one. Alicia, I'm dying for you to get this. Carly Rae Jepsen just announced she had her first baby. What was her hit song that T-Hack just botched on the air?
Call Me Maybe.
Oh.
First winner. Right. Okay.
I didn't remember that.
This question is for Nick, and much like a soccer shootout, if he doesn't get this, she is the winner by default.
Okay. That's
probably true. Nick, please know this. We questioned if The Bachelorette should even air this season because of the scandal with its lead. Who is the lead?
The Bachelorette.
Well... Right.
But what's her
what
name?
What is her name?
Pass.
Okay. Pass.
I'm going to put my bell down.
Yeah. Incorrect.
Alicia?
Alicia, bye. Thank you, Nick. It was lovely hanging out with you. Alicia, I don't know how or even if you deserve it.
Wait, does she know the answer to this? I'm just curious.
Do you happen to know the name of that person?
Taylor Paul. And I thought these were questions about the show, not everything that you guys talk about on the show.
It's some questions about news or nope. You did get Taylor Frankie Paul, but you did get her name right. So
yeah, we're gonna accept that, and we're gonna give you a beanie, and we're gonna remove all the rights to backstage
Alicia,
passes.
Do you know what color hair Slacker has?
Yeah, no hair.
She deserves a beanie already.
All right, hang on right there. I'm just gonna make an executive decision. This was so terrible.
No.
That we're absolutely doing another Beanie Battle next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
College basketball is nonstop, big games, tight spreads, momentum swings every night. And now FanDuel is giving you a way to turn that energy into even bigger wins with a college basketball parlay profit boost. Here's how it works. Build any college hoops parlay you like. The early tip, the rivalry game, the ranked matchup, the late night West Coast shootout. Mix spreads, totals, props, whatever fits your read of the slate. Then just apply your profit boost and instantly bump up that potential payout. Go safe. Go spicy. Go with the team you've been following all season. It's your parlay, your style, now with even more upside behind it. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel. Play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059.
Other people's problems, OPP for short, and O is how you start.
No, it is not. It is AUDACY. Find them all on the Odyssey app.
Oh.
Just shutting that down.
Never really gotten that. Yeah, okay.
T-Hack. Today we have Jessie, and she is in kind of an awkward situation with a best friend.
Hmm. Oh, Jessie?
Yay.
What's happening?
A few nights ago, I was out with my best friend, and I've been close to him for years. We've been friends for a long time.
Cool.
And we had a few drinks. One thing led to another, and we were close, and I leaned in, and I ended up kissing him at the bar.
Oh my God.
Why are you?
Because when you say one thing led to another, that's the one thing. The led to another doesn't sound like it happened.
Oh.
Well, you know what I'm saying? You never go, one thing led to another. I touched his hand. It's like one thing led to another.
I think it can be one thing led to another if it's your best friend.
So you kissed him?
Yeah, and the kiss was fine. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the kiss, but it just shouldn't have happened. There was no spark. It was like kissing my brother or something. You know, he's my best friend.
Even though you were buzzed, there was no like little blah, 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 nothing.
No, I think I was just feeling like lovey-dovey, you know, a happy buzz, and I just felt like kissing him, and I shouldn't have done it. And the problem now is that he has told me that he has feelings for me, and he wants to take me out now on a real date, and he says he wants to give us a shot. So I just started something that I really didn't mean to start, and I don't want to hurt his feelings. He's too important to me. So I'm just trying to figure out how can I.
Then why'd you kiss him?
I know.
I don't know. Like again, we're close. Like,
have you guys just randomly kissed somebody that you didn't want to kiss? I don't think I've.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh my God. No, I've always wanted to kiss the person. I don't think I've ever
kissed him. In the moment, I think she did want to kiss him.
And then. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. In the moment, I guess yes, but it wasn't. I think I was just feeling sweet. You know, I was like I said, I was drunk. I can't. You don't. You know, it's hard to control yourself in that situation. I guess. I don't know. I'm not.
But you guys have been friends for a long time.
Yeah, he's one of my best friends.
So, what did you tell him when he said, "Okay, I want to take you on a date. I want to give this a try"?
I just said, let me just get back to you on that. Like, I was like, because
You don't want to be mean. You don't want to be like, absolutely not. Because he's
that's no, your best friend.
I left it with a door open, knowing that I don't want to. And I don't want to do this because I don't feel this way.
Have you?
And it's only going to end badly.
Have you given it a real good thought? Like, have you really considered what it could be like to go on a date with him? Like, I feel like you kissed him and you were like, and you freaked out. And then you're like, no, I don't want to do this. But it's like, What if that is the right choice?
To go out with a person who you felt zero...
But you think you can grow a spark? While under the influence. Right. So it's a little not fully...
Of course you can grow a spark.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
I think you can. And I think you should kiss him again, sober.
What are you talking about?
Let him romance you for a night and give it a whirl. Because then you can go, we really tried, it's not there.
But it's there for him. He already feels it.
Or does he only think that because of the drunk kiss?
Also true.
Either way,
he felt a spark. So there's a half spark. We can get her half up. I'm kind of with Erica. And yeah. I think, and Aaron, it's like, give it a shot. Why not? You get along so well
with
them.
Have you never kissed somebody and felt like you were kissing your sister? For real? No. When you kiss somebody, more often than not, for me, it has been they are not good at kissing. But you know what I mean? Because you've kissed a bad kisser. But also, I've kissed somebody like she's talking about. Technique was there, but it's just like...
Were they your best friend?
No.
I think that's where it's different. Because it's like, you have so much love and trust and history with this person. Relationships, long-term relationships, more about that than they are about the first kiss.
She does have a head start on everyone else who just has
And sometimes chemistry. You hate that person you have chemistry with.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think it can grow.
I think this room is an example.
None of us have kissed each other except T-Hack and Slack.
Okay, well.
There's just a lot up in the air with this. I guess one thing, I could go on another date with him, like you said, and kind of see what happens.
You've been on a date.
Well, I mean, this counts as a date if you kissed.
No,
it
doesn't.
You were out drinking and then you kissed.
No, it does not, because then she has no idea how he shows up on a date.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just say this. 303-222-5423. There's two schools of thought happening right now, and I want to get them. I think we need calls on both.
Yeah.
One, the colossally stupid idea of kissing him again.
You have 3-1 here, man.
I don't care whose name's on the show. Two.
He's got us there.
Yeah. No, two, how does she put it back in the box? How do you save this friendship now that she already tongue wrestled
it back in the box?
You can, though. She can be like...
You can... Oh, my God. I just licked my microphone. Much like she licked her spark. No, there was no spark.
Erica, I think you should kiss your microphone again.
I'm okay.
Kiss
I've
it
done
again.
It a couple
kiss
times.
It again.
And I
she's
like
sober.
It.
She doesn't have to.
That's so true. Oh my God. I just... You can repair a friendship, but you can't put it back in the box. It will always have happened. And therefore, you should try again.
That is the craziest argument. If you know there's no... I'm sorry. I am so much on your side about one part of this. The best friend part. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I look at T-Hack and A-Hack, they're going to be together forever because they're best friends.
Yes.
Mm. But I guarantee you the first time they kissed, he was like... let's kiss 7 more times until I feel something.
Yeah, but also... Am I gonna get in trouble? I'm a guy. I don't know if she felt that way.
I was gonna say that exact thing.
Yeah.
No, because
I went when I saw her walk by. Right. Like I was already.
And she went, "Who is that guy in the purple scarf?"
Yeah, I did some convincing. I show up better on the date than I do at the drunk bar.
Which
you know,
which is my point about the friend.
No. Okay, Jesse, is there any part of you that thinks Erica is sane, and you going out with him might start a tiny little flame, like the rubbing two sticks together, like, or
I don't know. That's why I'm calling.
Man, you just know when you know. You know when you know.
But I think best friends are tricky because it's likely that throughout their friendship they've dated other people, so that they've seen each other when they were extremely unavailable, right? And I feel like I have guy friends who had the timing lined up, we could have dated. Whether or not that was the right choice, clearly not, because I'm not with them, but...
I just have one more quick question for you, Jesse. Is there a little part of you, because I am guilty of this, is there a little part of you that now realizes or wonders, has he just been lying in wait this whole time?
Oh, God.
That is definitely. Because when it happened, he came out and said, I have feelings for you. So that also makes everything harder. And I really, no matter what happens, I just don't want to lose him as my friend. You know, no matter what happens, I want whatever I do or whatever comes next to make sure that we are still friends.
When I finally made the move on my best friend, who was a girl, it was awesome. And let me just say, one thing led to another.
This isn't your platform to brag about relations 40 years ago.
Because it did work. Because like I was like, we've been friends forever. And it was just like, she was single. And I was first time we were both single. And it was like, we were hammered. And I just went for it and was like, thank God. And we were both happy about it. Had Kim said,
not the name,
that's like kissing my brother. I'd have to go like, no harm, no foul. Let's never think of it again. Even though I was pining for her the whole time we were friends.
You don't think you go, I can do better. I'll show you.
No.
I'll work. Like,
if you feel it, you feel it. And if you don't, it's just not there.
It's different because you're coming from the perspective of the guy. So of course he's like, yeah, I've had feelings for you, but I wasn't going
to
mess it up.
The kiss meant everything to him. That's why
this was like a movie moment for him. And then spilled his,
he doesn't realize he's in brother material.
But he may not be. She hasn't given him a chance.
Yeah. Oh, by all means, go sleep with him, Jesse.
No,
that's the advice of the colossal morons on that side of the house. Hang on, Jesse. No way does she go back out with him. But if that's the consensus, then great.
Can it get worse with, you know, like, if you go out and it's bad, can it get worse? I don't.
She wants him to be her friend.
And
if you go out again,
you're at a point where he's either going to be mad that you didn't give it a full send, a try.
No.
You have to actually go and do it.
Go on a date.
There it is.
Let's leave it on the table.
Oh my God.
Jesse, should she sleep with this guy?
No, she thinks it's
her brother.
Stop. Ew.
Somebody who just got in the car is like, I don't think so.
I feel like she shouldn't do that. Should she go on a date with her best friend? Or not.
303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
This is one of those days, like, I just don't understand you guys. Like, I thought you knew what love, where it starts. The flame of love starts from a spark. And if Jesse was our OPP.
And she said the spark was not there.
Correct. So there's no spark. So I said, let it go.
But sometimes the spark arrives.
No, it doesn't. You kissed him and it wasn't there. So let it go.
But she was
make like
only
a little Elsa and
but
it can grow.
It's it.
Yeah.
No, the flame
you
know,
what's
grows.
The thing you got to do to get the spark? You got to have kindering. Kindling.
Kindergartners. A bunch of screaming little kids and then.
Because now I'm thinking about what my Kindle is called.
You need like flint.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
You know, you can actually use like Fritos, like the bottom of Fritos.
Oh, yeah,
like
or dryer lint.
Yeah. Here's my point. I'm just saying the thing that grows is the flame. But if you don't have the beginning, which is a spark, if you've missed her OPP, she's got a best friend from forever. They both got tipsy and she went for it and she kissed him and she's like, nada.
But he is not. He is like, I'd like to take you on a date and I think I have feelings for you. And
yay.
I just think that she's coming from the place of, I've only ever seen him as my friend. And it's like, maybe try to see
him
out.
You shouldn't have kissed him.
Also that, but you did. So that tells me you might see him as more than your friend.
You have to really either try or be done.
The only answer is be done because the spark isn't there.
The entire friendship.
Mm. Yeah. Come on, Aaron. Carrie.
Yay.
What do you think?
She needs to be completely honest with him if she wants any shot of salvaging the friendship because there's no other way around it. Like, he has been pining for her for their entire friendship.
For sure
we don't
he
know
has.
That.
Yes, he trust yeah. me. Trust me, and he has.
Not everyone's like you.
The immediate reaction of him having feelings for her means he has.
Maybe just the last and couple months.
If there is a chance that she likes him at all or could develop a spark, I think that she should go for it and try. But like, she has to listen to her gut, and her gut is telling her that this is a no-go.
But Carrie, I have to ask you, I have to ask you very seriously, because you said the sentence. Do you think a spark can be developed?
No.
Okay. Thank you for being the first honest female in my presence right now.
Okay.
You're acting like I really believe you can grow love out of very little.
You can't.
But it has to at least be a spark.
You can't grow it if you hate the person. But if you already like so many things about them, and maybe you're just
that's
like, ooh, that's weird because I've known him for so long. Then you can grow it because I am so tired of you.
I'm sensing a little spark.
The wrong way.
Like the fire.
Yeah.
Like actual pyromania. Thank you, Carrie. Appreciate your accurate statements there. Jenna.
Hi.
Hi. Arg.
Wrong one.
What do you, have advice for Jessie? Should she?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
She should make out with the guy again and see where it goes from there.
No.
Yeah.
Try it sober. Stick your tongue out.
Oh, my God.
And
it didn't work. You guys are wild.
Be clear-minded.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah. I did not. We were set up by a friend group, and he was not my type at all. I did not find him attractive. And then, but the first time that we like started hanging out, getting together, we had that friendship. So it was so fun. And then we ended up getting married, and like the first part wasn't awkward. It was hilarious compared to if we were dating and like seriously.
Did we just jump from make out with him to the first part?
I think she said spark.
That's why you have to be friends, because you could have both.
Wait, are you saying spark or fart?
Fart.
Every time you say it, it feels a little dirtier.
Either way.
You just can't build a fart.
Like, she's saying,
you can't.
She built a marriage off friendship.
But did you put that in your vows, Jenna? Of like, I wasn't initially attracted to you.
Till that first fart.
Does he know that, do you think, about how you guys started?
It's mutual. We both. Oh,
neither one of you had it.
Okay.
The spark can grow.
No, I can't. These guys. Thank you for the call. Now that she can't hear us, they are doomed.
I want to reach across this table.
Reach across
and
go for it.
Put your head into that TV,
Christina.
Yes.
Yeah.
She doesn't. She doesn't owe him anything.
Thank you.
Like, I assume she totally screwed up. She shouldn't have kissed him. But as a woman, we all, most of us know if our guy is friends, we're given the opportunity, they'd be like, oh, yep, down. She doesn't know anything.
Yes, unfortunately, that's so true.
Yeah, and it is. It's so true. So why should she, you know, he's been holding it back. No, let's be real. He was waiting is how it feels.
He was definitely waiting.
He's not waiting, guys.
He was.
Sometimes you're friends and then you kiss and you're like, oh, no, there is something there.
Yeah, and like the fact that she was like, oh no.
Yeah, but guys,
so I feel like
we'll kiss.
Even worse. Like, lead him on. You know, maybe the date will make me feel some type of way that I already definitely know I don't feel, even though
we don't know if she's going to feel that way because they were drunk when it happened. No.
You didn't feel it drunk, you're not going to feel it sober.
I'm just mad that like the princesses always kiss the frogs because I'm like, men will kiss anything, apparently.
We will feel a spark with even an amphibian.
Yeah,
I don't even care if she turns into a princess. I'm making out with reptiles.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Dane is going out of town for a weekend, and I don't really like to be alone in our home.
What? But you don't feel unsafe though, right?
I don't feel super safe. Just like generally as a woman alone in a home. We don't live in like the best area.
Well, you don't. For those of you just on the radio, right. Hackspace. Can I just say, I hate, like every once in a while we have one of those stories that's like, this is what a woman thinks about when she's walking to her car. This is what she thinks about when she's going to a bathroom in a club or whatever. I hate that you have to feel that way.
Totally.
That's not fair.
Yeah.
I don't like being alone, but not for that reason. Like, I don't feel like a boogeyman's going to get me.
I do.
You know what I mean?
I would take the boogeyman over a regular man.
That's probably true, actually. I would take the boogeyman over what I imagine would break into my home.
You do feel unsafe when you're alone?
I mean, yeah, a man breaks into my house, I'd be terrified. I mean,
yeah, like, what are you going to do?
Right.
Yeah, but
I don't think it's the same. I'm not trying to say it's the same.
No.
I'm just like relate.
He might freak out a little more if he finds you and have different thoughts if he finds Erica.
Yeah. We have the alarm system. Yeah. I put our dining table in front of our basement door.
Oh, it's smart. Thing.
Thank you. Yeah.
Do you do any other, I know you have something to say, but I have seen my ex-wife would do some Home Alone stuff.
Set up booby traps?
Not full on, but nails or Christmas ornaments or stuff at the bottom of a window. So if somebody were to stick their foot through, they would break it and it would make a sound. It's not, you're not presuming that they're going to be barefoot like
it is all
Marv
about
was.
Sound. You want, and that's why I put the table, because then if they somehow got into our basement and tried to open the door, I would hear the table.
That would make
sure.
Such
it would knock
a
the
racket.
Table over, probably. Yeah. So yeah.
Okay, sorry.
I have thought of a new safety measure.
Oh God, okay.
And Dane's not on board with it. I would like Swanson to sleep in the bed with me while he's gone.
Ooh. I knew this day would come. I knew this day would come.
Because we are a crate trained dog family.
And you are scapegoating this. You are.
You're giving him an excuse to sleep in the bed.
Yes,
and then
you're
not
using
go back
this
to it.
As your catalyst.
No, I want him to go back after.
He will not want to go.
That's
you
why
cannot
Dane
do.
He doesn't want me to do it.
He's going to be like this. Oh, one of two things will happen. If he's fully crate trained, he's going to be on your bed and go, he will have anxiety. He'll be like, I got.
No, he loves it, because now every night before bed, he usually spends about 40 minutes in bed with us and he just curls up and falls asleep.
And then you pick him up and put him.
When we pick him up to put him to bed, he goes limp. He pretends he can't move his body.
So you've been inching up a little bit. You've been creeping up.
You know, yes.
I will say there have been times that I have fallen asleep with Swanson still in the bed and Dane takes him and puts him in his crate. So
you
yes.
are on a slippery slope,
I know,
young
and I
lady.
I want him to be crate trained, because it's like he at 6 a.m. So I'm like, I don't really want that. And I can't tell him to shut up because he's in my ear.
You definitely don't want that in your bed.
I don't want that in my bed. And I also just think, there's other things he'd be intruding in the bed. And I'm not interested in him being present for that.
When you're alone?
No.
When the guy breaks in the house, what are you saying?
When Dane gets back, I would like Swanson to go back to his crate. Mm. But Dane said we will never, ever get that
back.
Erica,
no.
No?
But
he's so cuddly.
You are trading a you are playing in something you don't have control over.
What do you mean?
If this weekend, 5 days, however long your man thing is gone.
Look at that
Erica
picture of
showing a photo.
In the bed.
Look at me.
Okay.
One or two dogs, whenever they're with me, they both sleep in the bed. They started as crate trained, or Moxie started as a crate trained dog. Once he was pulled out, same. It was Mojo was the same. Mojo was an 80-pound dog that slept in our bed.
Ooh.
What's that saying? You can't put the
something back in the bottle.
Yeah, what?
The genie back in the bottle.
There we go. Mm. I was like, you can't put the stuffing back in the box.
Yes. You can.
You can.
No, I also think it's bad because he's going to be too comfortable and not alert. So what you're wanting to have that extra protection.
She just wants the comfort.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to be able to roll over and go, oh, there's my dog.
Don't. Use a pillow.
Our dogs have gone back and forth a couple of times.
Oh.
As being crate versus now they have just the laundry room, which isn't a crate, but it's there. And then they've been in the bed for a long time in between. And they...
In between the two of you, or
in between the times, they were in the crate, and then it was like, let's let him sleep in the bed, and it was great, it was fine until my dog, they would just get up to go get a drink, and then they wouldn't jump back in the bed. And they ruin, like, they'd wake you up to let them back in. And we have the lowest bed on Earth. Like, we don't have a box spring. We have a super low bed.
It's like a pedestal bed.
So funny, because their bed is so low, their couch is so much higher, and they jump onto the couch, not a problem. But the bed?
So they ruined it for themselves. Yeah. So now they're back in the laundry room.
Yeah. Mm.
But I don't have the same relationship that I do.
That is true.
When you have kids, you're going to want a crate trained dog.
That was actually one of our reasons for crate training him in the first place.
Because you'd want one less thing to be when there's a crying baby, right? And then the dog is up, and then...
He also can't jump on or off our bed. He goes to the edge and goes like, sniffs around.
How tall is your bed?
I don't know, a lot taller than him. Have you seen those
stairs
legs?
Pretty good?
Yeah, but I'd have to get pretty tall stairs.
I'm just saying, I built stairs for Moxie.
When I first got Moxie,
I'm just saying, if you want that, if you want your dog to come in and out of the stairs, it's really cute. You just like shove them over, and I actually carpeted them the same way as the rest of my house. So it just looks like they're meant to be there.
I'm no longer worried about me. No. I'm worried about you.
I'm just saying, like, what's the opposite of delaying of gratification? This is a short-term gain for you if you do this, to be able to roll over and go... But you are going to destroy your relationship with your dog from this moment forward. Not in it. Like, I like it. I love having my puppies there.
Right.
But when it comes to relations.
No, because
they're.
You hear stories of people being like, I don't know. And then they were licking my foot. And I'm like, huh?
You hope that's what.
Right.
It's a lot. So
who
just,
was?
Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
I literally recorded a TikTok video.
Okay.
And have not posted it as of this second. I can post it right after this.
Okay.
And then today I see TikTok has dubbed 2026 the year of whimsy. My TikTok video is saying, I think the men found out about whimsy suddenly.
I don't know what whimsy is. I mean, I think I know what the word means, but I don't. Is there a specific meaning that, like, people hijack words all of a sudden? It's like, this year bougie means bougie. And it's like, no, bougie doesn't mean bougie.
Whimsy it says, like, people are leaning into lighter, sillier, more spontaneous moments to balance out all the stuff going on in the world. It's like an invitation to loosen up and have fun. And the reason I recorded this TikTok is because I have never seen, I have never seen more, I'm just going to say it, straight men dancing so much. And not even like doing TikTok dances, but they're just like setting their phone down and turning on a song, and they are having the time of their life alone in a parking garage. It's like every fifth video.
But you're not. But you're not.
Sure.
Because you filmed it.
But I actually think that if you force yourself to just like, be a little crazy and
force
like dance
yourself into whimsical behavior.
Yes, I think you have to push yourself into whimsy. And I was curious if you boys feel whimsy ever.
I
do not.
I think I'm whimsical with my mouth constantly. Like I'm not afraid to say anything to anyone ever.
You're a bit abrasive for whimsy.
That's what I mean. So that I don't think it's whimsy, but maybe that satisfies my need to let loose. Cause I'm just like, I will say I will intentionally say the least appropriate thing at the worst time.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I think it's hilarious to watch people react to that.
Okay.
So maybe whimsy isn't right for a person like me. Cause I feel like what you're describing,
I think whimsy is actually what you need, because you take yourself so seriously that it's like letting loose, enjoying life, being like unserious.
It would be like if we were out day drinking somewhere and we were like, do you want to go race to that fence and back? Just because. It would probably end in one of us vomiting, but I don't know.
Whimsy.
And maybe.
The Slacker Show.
I don't know. Maybe there's more whimsy when you have kids in your life.
For sure, yeah, because I'm silly. I am, I think, a pretty silly person.
Yeah, look at that shirt.
Yeah. And for sure with my kids, we get silly. And as far as dancing, Erica's kind of on to something, because especially When I was younger, my high school did a thing where every year the homecoming court, the guys did a dance routine at the like pep rally. It was It was just a tradition. And from
like choreographed together.
Yes, like they spent time to learn it.
Bye, bye.
The coach of the dance team would help the boys for a few weeks, like to learn a few moves. And so sometimes they'd copy the girls, the actual dance team, and it would just a huge thing. And from the time of like first grade until high school, that was like a huge thing that I wanted to be a part of. And I got to be a part of it when I was on the homecoming court. And we worked for like 2 weeks with practices to dance, to do a choreographed thing. And it's still weirdly like one of my favorite memories of all time.
Like you wish you had a reason.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you guys, should we choreograph a dance?
Yeah, let's do it.
And like maybe perform it somewhere other than just online. Because I think about college too. We had Greek sing, and it was all the sororities and fraternities would compete against each other, and it was similar. It was like all the dances, and we'd write new words to the songs. And it's like, why did we stop doing that stuff as adults?
I don't know what to do with you guys right now, because I think you're forcing your whimsy on me.
I just don't think you have whimsy. I think that you have like intenseness.
Okay.
Aaron, do you feel like you have whimsy?
Yeah.
Okay.
But do you understand? I don't think I have a good analogy, and normally I'm great at analogies, and everyone, this is where you nod your head in agreement.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yes, boss.
Yeah, intense, see?
I don't have an analogy. Like, dancing to me is so the opposite of whimsy. Dancing is like dread to me. Like, I fully dread the idea of having a moment where I had to, where it's like.
I think that's why, like Aaron was saying, you need it. Because like, you don't ever just like turn on music in your house and you're silly and you dance.
You just let loose.
Like, I pick up Swanson and I'm dancing around the house with him and he hates it.
Never.
Did you ever do it with your kids? Have like dance parties when they were younger?
No, they would dance.
You wouldn't?
I don't dance.
Oh my gosh. We're going to have to pretend to be your kids and have dance parties.
I don't think it's going to, you can't.
Uppies.
No.
Yeah. Uppies.
Right? Airplane.
Oh my God. Yes, I did airplanes. I did all those things.
To music.
But dance is dread to me. Like, whenever somebody was, like, if somebody was dancing, I'd be playing guitar. Like, music to me was something to learn and master.
That's
and like,
not
it doesn't,
whimsy.
But it doesn't, music, when I, you guys have been to concerts with me, right? Have you ever watched me at a concert?
I've not been to concerts.
It's unbearable. You've stood next to me at Teddy Swims.
Yeah.
It's unbearable. I understand I'm not good to be around.
Because you don't move?
I don't move much, and I'm examining every single thing that happens.
Yeah. Dude, you're tap. I can't go to a club because I DJ. I'm listening to the DJ.
And you're just locked in. I'm like, why did he translate? What? He went from that song to that song. He went from 120 to 116 when he could have done this song in between.
Yes.
Like, you're thinking all
I've
this
lost
crap.
Some of that whimsy.
Whimsy is gone for me.
Go to a club and dance.
Yeah. I don't have. Yeah.
It's gone.
I got to get it back. Erica's right.
I don't think I ever had it, though. So I can't get it back.
But I think we can work on it for you. There was like a couple of years ago, romanticizing your life was a big thing.
Yes.
I think whimsy is kind of the same thing.
But can't my whimsy, here's all I'm asking. Text in right now, 303-222-5423. Can whimsy be something other than dance?
Yes.
Because this fills me with such dread that you're making whimsy dance.
It can be something other than dance.
Like what though?
It can be like walking to go get your favorite coffee just because it's a day of the week. Like, and you're,
I do that
and you're
every
putting
single
on a
day.
Fun little outfit. Well, but see, that's your problem. You're too regimented.
Yeah, you do it as part of your, I'm a good coffee, then work, then this. It's not just like,
then
you're
none
free.
Of you are doing.
Like, I might try the lavender drink today.
Gross. Oh my God. Would you ever like go have a picnic in Wash Park?
By myself?
Or with?
I'll go.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do cartwheels. After
you're going to try to make me dance in Wash Park.
A mobile badminton set. Why don't we just bring it to Wash Park and we can all play badminton? You got to set it up. But
Does this feel like good to you, Pat?
I just want to dance.
I will do the top three things that people text in.
To help you find whimsy?
Yes. I swear to God, I'm into it. I do think you guys are right that I'm probably a little too intense for my
own good. You be okay with filming that?
No!
Then you're forced to really embrace it and not care what
people
think.
That's the opposite. Then I'd be caring so much. Don't you think I'd be caring so much more knowing that everyone's watching me be whimsical?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd want a solo dance video. I'd be like, what are the comments saying?
Have you
like,
guys seen the videos of, there's a guy who his whole shtick is dancing like a white girl and he sets up the camera. Everyone knows who he is, so they join.
And oh, I don't know that I've seen
And so you
one.
Just jump up and down. It's wonderful.
Arms in the air like yeah. you're Erica. Okay.
Get ready.
All right, here's my thing. You text in 303-222-5423 with whimsical things. I will do them, but I will do them naked.
Ew.
So that you will not
film it. I'll blur it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North convenience stores and true rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
College basketball is nonstop, big games, tight spreads, momentum swings every night. And now FanDuel is giving you a way to turn that energy into even bigger wins with a college basketball parlay profit boost. Here's how it works. Build any college hoops parlay you like. The early tip, the rivalry game, the ranked matchup, the late night West Coast shootout. Mix spreads, totals, props, whatever fits your read of the slate. Then just apply your profit boost and instantly bump up that potential payout. Go safe. Go spicy. Go with the team you've been following all season. It's your parlay, your style, now with even more upside behind it. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel. Play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spring is here, and the shopping list is long. Time to make a Lowe's run. Buy three bags, get three free of Stay Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Plus, right now, members can earn 4 times the points on an eligible purchase. Start spring off strong with these deals and more. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 3/25 while supplies last. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Point boosters subject to exclusions and more terms apply. One time only offer.
The Slacker Show.
I am one to, I know a small amount of a lot of things, but I'm also one to admit when I'm wrong.
I beg to differ.
I might stand
literally
on this.
Huh? I admit I'm wrong all the time. You guys don't hear it because you're too excited that you're right.
No,
okay, wait, she could have a point
there, too. No, she doesn't.
I literally told Erica she was right the other day.
That's true, she did.
I think maybe then it's a me and you thing. I think you don't tell me.
Because you're never right.
That is not true.
But I do, okay.
Do I have to like...
No, let's just see. Let's hear her out.
Okay. There are times where I've told you that you're right and I was wrong as well.
Name it.
There was one about like a movie or a actor or something also just the other day.
Okay.
I digress. Anyway, I have to tell T-Hack that he was right.
Hold on.
Oh, the only one who didn't jump on her when she started talking. Look at you.
She's
both.
She's so stubborn, man. And you know it.
I feel.
How does it feel?
that if we go check the camera footage while I was talking to Erica and she was agreeing with me, his face was in like, how do I not pile on at this moment?
Ooh, I'd like to check that out.
He's like,
all right.
Do I jump in now or do I wait a second?
Cameras. We didn't capture that.
Right. So what did he
and
do?
And you two are not going to agree. It's been at least 10 years since I have eaten a peep. And I tried one last
grotesque.
Night.
No, you didn't.
Oh. I did. I split the butterbeer one with my nephews.
Look at me. Get out of the studio.
The water's
it was
warm.
Really there good. Are no- it was yes. so good.
Hold on. I'm more worried about T-Hack. How often are you eating peeps?
I don't know. What time is it?
What? Can we talk about the color of your poop?
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
He's open-minded. Okay, which kind of peep did you have, though?
It was the butterbeer peep.
Maybe you'll get slacker on that one.
You will never get me on a peep.
Because it seems like they changed the sugar crystals on top. They're less grainy than I remember them being.
Mm-hmm. Would you agree to
that? Yeah, they've upped the quality.
Yeah,
I've written
sure.
them letters and stuff. They've responded well.
This is disgusting.
What?
I encourage you to try one.
Please. Yeah, a butterbeer. I've never had the butterbeer one. I just have the normal
actually,
ones.
Actually, a listener dropped off butterbeer and Dr. Pepper. I did
Dr.
not.
Dr. Pepper?
Yeah. My mom had gotten me the butterbeer one, so I didn't
Peeper?
Try. Oh, that's clever.
Honestly. I bet that's what it is.
Cool. You should get into marketing.
I hate how good that was on this particular subject. I think peeps are the bane of...
I thought so, too. I thought they were
they
disgusting.
No, they are, Aaron.
They're so
good. Just because you got sucked in. One, you got sucked in because it was free, and you're a sucker for free. So like
not fully true.
And,
it is.
And butterbeer.
Butterbeer is what
something
really
Harry
got
Potter
me.
Themed. Yeah. We're 0-2. She's going to do it. Like if you offer Erin something for free that tastes like Harry Potter.
I'm in.
She's going to do it.
What kind of Harry Potter?
Yeah. So
I'd be open-minded to trying.
No,
okay. The butterbeer.
But would you eat a marshmallow?
Yeah.
I would never eat a marshmallow so out.
You don't like s'mores?
No, I don't like s'mores.
But is it because of its color and texture?
Yes.
Which part matters more?
It's tough for me because this is where I go down in flames. If there are Rice Krispie treats sitting here, I will fire one down.
Okay.
So I
so you like the taste of marshmallow?
There is a okay.
What
is,
color's your poo?
I happen to have in my backpack a sample. I'm carrying one around in case the Cola Guard box shows up today. I had a really good one, and I'm like, this is the one I want to send in, so I've just been carrying it with me.
Terrible.
I don't actually have it, Erica. It's in my car.
But anything you say could be taken seriously.
I didn't have any Tupperware I wanted to ruin.
Okay.
So it's just like sitting
my
on
point
a towel.
Is if it's the color of it, these peeps are dyed. So like I tried a cotton candy one. It was pink. So whatever.
It's disgusting.
It was so
marshmallows
good.
In general, I find disgusting. But if they've been melted down and they're like dosed right, like in a, like somebody here, and we never, I think, found the culprit, but somebody made Fruity Pebbles, Rice Krispie treats.
They're so good.
It was one of the best things I've ever put in my head. I think about them a lot. So yes, I'm a hypocrite, but like the idea of taking just a marshmallow, no matter how much sugar or butterbeer flavor you blast at that piece of hell, it's never going to be mouthworthy ever.
I just feel like you've proven that you can change your mind on marshmallows. So why wouldn't you change your mind?
Who's
on this?
The stubborn one now?
I just set my parameters. Like if you thin it out enough and there's enough other stuff, a peep is primarily marshmallow. Am I right or am I right?
Yeah, what I don't like about peeps is the artificial like flavoring and the grains.
Great. Well, see, what I don't like about peeps is everything else. Would I take a butterbeer peep and maybe lick all the butterbeer off of it? Potentially.
I don't think that's how it works.
It might work that way for me. If you
don't
like
we
the marshmallow.
Have some here?
Yeah, we do.
If you like the marshmallow and I like the outside.
No.
Let me finish.
No.
Let me show you what it'll look like as I'm handing it to you straight from
The
Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It's gonna get awkward in here. Wait, does anybody know somebody who's not a hugger?
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess.
Does anybody feel that Erica's not.
Really?
For some reason, I remember you setting a boundary up with us at the beginning when you first got here.
No, there was some story and it was like they were hugging her every day.
But you I don't said need to come into work
and
like,
hug you guys every day.
Yeah.
But like, if I see a friend that I only didn't see since last week, so I hug them. I think that if we like see each other outside of work, we usually hug.
I was trying to think. I don't know if we do.
It's weird because there's a long story to my hugging.
Yeah, you're not a hugger.
I am 100% a hugger. If you walk in my house, you are if you come through my side door, it feels weird if we don't hug. Like Coffee Juan comes to my house. He's actually doing work on my basement.
And you hug him every day?
Every single time he comes in and when he leaves.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I can see it. It's like a real hug too, not just like the bro, like, hey man.
No, it's
like
a hug. Yes.
Good to see you. Glad you.
And I'm wondering why we don't hug.
Every day?
I think every day would be a lot. But like you have it in your head that we hug when we go out, but
we don't.
We all just went out, sans Tiak. We don't hug. Like the other day, Tiak was having a day.
I hugged bye.
Yeah.
But that's it.
That's a hug.
I don't think you and I hugged at all.
Well, I was gone by then, so.
Yeah, but we didn't hug at the beginning. It's weird. I think you might be a non-hugger, or maybe you have a boundary with us.
I think it's with us.
I don't have a boundary with you guys.
It's okay that you do.
I feel like we show up at like Alice in Winterland or something and we hug.
I don't think we do.
I don't know if we
do. I think we hug at the end because we're a little tipsy and we just,
I feel like we do, but at those events, I often have a hack. And so that's a hug for sure. And then I think I'm next. So maybe she's hugging me.
Yeah, we'll hug your sig other because I hug Dane the second I see him.
Yeah, because you don't see him very often.
I know, but then why? It's like.
I see you guys every day.
So there is a boundary with us.
Do you see Dane every day?
Yeah, I hug him like 42 times a day.
Okay, so then it's not about the frequency of seeing somebody. You just want to hug him and you don't want to hug us.
How did this turn on me? I thought we were talking about other people.
We're
going
to talk about other people that don't hug, but when I started to think about it, because the other person that I know doesn't hug, I shouldn't say because they're a client. But you know who you are.
Oh.
And I called him out on it the last time I saw him. Because he walked in the room. He's a client. I love him. I love his family. Yeah. And I just was like, poof. And then when he was leaving, I was like, poof. And he was like, you and the hugs. And I was like, bro. Yeah, me and the hugs. What if you died? What if I did? Wouldn't you want us, our last interaction, to be a hug?
I guess so. It just feels like every day.
No, I don't want to hug every day. I don't. It would be weird.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this. Now we're way down in it. I don't think I hugged T-Hack or Aaron until the first time we did Children's together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I agree.
It was like we were in the trenches for 12 hours, raising money, crying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pushing through. And we got done. You say we've kind of consistently raised $1 million, which is incredible or whatever. And then we get done. It's like, all right. And there was just, you had to. But I don't think we hugged at the end of Children's.
No. I'm pretty sure we didn't.
It's you.
Yeah. It's not
me. You're the non-hugger.
But what does that say about me? Like, I definitely hug. I think I have so many people who I don't live near. So like, I hug those people a lot. Like anytime I'm with them.
Let me run some words by you.
Okay.
Highly independent. Does that describe you?
No. Think about how codependent I am.
Okay. But like, okay.
I used to be.
Dislike feeling trapped.
Yeah, probably.
It's kind of universal.
Yeah. Who enjoys the feeling of I'm stuck?
I kind of do.
Okay.
The right types of restraints.
Please go to the next one. Mom.
That's a hug that just won't quit. You know?
We should hug more. Now that you're talking about it.
Okay.
Oh my God. Hold it together. Okay. Extremely private.
No.
I know, but some of these are so strong sense of boundaries is you.
I work on it.
Okay. Okay. Emotionally reserved.
No. I've cried on here like twice.
Aaron cried twice on the way up here.
Yeah. That is true.
We don't even hug her anymore.
I don't know what to do
We're
about that.
We're afraid to hug Aaron because she'll leak.
Yeah.
I won't. I'll be confused.
If Erica does it?
Yeah.
Okay, a couple more. Introverted.
No.
Okay, that isn't you. You're right. Highly observant. No.
Who said that?
Where am I?
Sensory sensitive.
Yes. Yes, I am.
There we go. So we're getting there. Touch can feel overstimulating or intense.
Less touch. Sound, vacuums, don't like them.
Really?
Are you a dog?
maybe.
One of our more famous videos of Erica is her and you both going, yeah. Oh, woof, woof, woof. Yeah. Last one, control oriented.
No, don't start that up again.
All right, so starting today.
I don't want to hug
every day. We walk to the cars together.
Hand in hand.
No.
Skipping is optional, but yeah. It's encouraged.
Rather skip than hug.
And you have options. Hug or it gets the restraints again.
Okay.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
My son has done something that I have somehow never managed to do in my life.
Drive past the Culver's.
No, he doesn't drive.
Without stopping.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to form a bit of a conspiracy theory around it.
Around your son?
Yeah, about my son. He's involved somehow. I came home the other day and he had on a pretty new pair of jeans that he had worn just like a couple of times. And he had a big slit in the knee of the jeans. And he's had ripped jeans before. And I said, oh, are those the new jeans or were those the old ripped ones? He said, no, they're the new ones. They ripped. And I was like,
wait,
how do you rip jeans? I've worn ripped jeans that I purchased.
Yeah, or back in the day when ripped jeans weren't popular, we had to rip our own.
I've done that too.
Yeah.
It's very embarrassing.
Could he have fallen?
He did. He was like playing, I think they were at Burger King, like one of those with the play place. So he somehow
he can't get past a fast food restaurant.
No. Right. Yeah. So he was playing and he ripped, but I was like, has anyone in the room genuinely ripped up? You've been wearing your pants and they've ripped?
Yep. I think so.
Like maybe in the crotch.
Maybe not in the knee.
I don't know why I went straight for crotch.
Like, but down it would have at the bottom, I would like step on them.
Okay,
they
sure.
That is a place where wear and tear. And again, mm-hmm. I stand by my crotch.
Yeah, I've ripped like three pairs.
You're like
in your crotch area?
Yeah.
Huh.
Why because you're trying to do the splits or something.
When you did. Yeah, how often are you trying to do the splits?
I'm not saying for guys. I do think guys can rip them there. Or you're a little too big and you're like, I'm going to do air squats. If you're not buying the jeans that are like stretchy.
Right.
Then you can do like, but to actually rip the knee, you'd have to kneel on a samurai sword.
No.
That's how I feel.
It doesn't rip. It's the fabric shouldn't rip that direction.
You said he was playing in a play place. They have like the little like screws and stuff. What if he caught his knee on one of those?
He could have. But to like what Slacker's saying, I'm wearing jeans right now. And I, other than getting a pair of scissors.
I'll give you $1,000 to rip your jeans.
I don't know if I could.
I'll give you $1,000 right now. Jump around. I'm going to make it happen. You can't do it.
No, his pants are so loose that like I'm thinking maybe Leo's pants are kind of tight around his knee and he like bent his knee kind of like when you try to do the splits in jeans and
I'm
just
wearing
like,
tight jeans right now and I couldn't rip
I'm these. Wearing pretty tight jeans. Oh,
so you're with this is my
I am with you.
This is my conspiracy.
But outside factors can play into this.
Like the screw?
Yes.
If there's a screw at play place.
No, but it's like covered. It's not sharp, but it's like if you catch your jean on it enough.
Valid point, Erica.
Okay.
But it leads me to the next part of the conspiracy, actually very nicely. The people who we see wearing jeans often, cowboys, people at the rodeo, construction workers, ranchers, like working people.
Yeah.
Are their jeans ever ripped?
They are not.
No, because they're more for protection.
But why aren't they ripping? If jeans are just ripped, out there ripping in the knees, why aren't construction workers who are surrounded by screws and other things all the time. Why aren't their jeans ripping?
Are they trying to do the splits?
I don't know.
Their jeans aren't ripping because they do rip and they go put on different ones.
I don't think so.
We must have a construction worker or something.
I want to know.
I think it's this. He's on to something that I've been on to for a long time. My parents bought a washer and dryer when they moved in to what is still my family home. Had to be in the 60s.
Okay.
That's their washer and dryer.
And now you think they make them break sooner?
Since I moved into my home in 2009, have replaced both the washer and dryer twice.
What are you washing? Ooh.
Jeans. No, I truly believe. Like, do you think you're going to see a 2002 Prius on the road in 2032? I don't think so. But are you going to see a 1969 Mustang on the road still?
Yeah, because it's had tons of work done to it.
But it's able to stay. The things we build now are literally built to not last, so we'll consume more.
Do you think that's what happened with your son's jeans?
It could be. I mean, they weren't like expensive or anything. They're kids' jeans, so they're definitely just cheap.
But then there are brands that are for the construction dudes because they're like, you're a big guy. Don't buy that jean because you're going to be back and you're going to kick my butt. Because that's one of those knee-rippy outie jeans that we just sell to kids for the play place.
I actually don't know if I can talk to you.
That's right. You may think I'm insane, but am I? Or am I onto it? Hey, jean guys, I'm on to you. T-Hack got me on to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how is it such a cliche with the ripped knee, but yet no one's actually ripped? Like, we're never all cutting it.
I don't think that's true.
I've slid into home in an impromptu kickball game. No rip in my knee. Nada.
Because you weren't going very fast.
If you find one more way to insult me while we talk about this,
I can keep going.
I'm
going
to get the jean lobby and the washing machine lobby to come over here. I'm dead serious. I think.
Okay.
I want to tell you this. I genuinely believe at this point you're not safe.
Oh, no.
Okay. Because you've outed them. They know you're onto them.
What was your conspiracy theory?
That was it. What's with the ripped jeans? Who's ripping the jeans? Who's actually... I would love texters if you've ever genuinely ripped the knee of your jean. Crotch.
Without stepping like kneeling on a katana sword.
Right. You've just been out playing around.
Look at what happened. Oh, it just doesn't happen. I'm going to knock you down when we walk out of this building, and I guarantee you.
You know what?
The knees.
I have ripped a pant in the knee. Yes, I have.
Doing what?
It wasn't specifically a jean, I don't think, but I was riding my bike, and I went onto some gravel, and turns out slow bike riding and gravel doesn't go well together, and I ate it.
Uh-huh. They got to her.
Mm.
And my knee.
You're one of them, aren't you?
Was bleeding.
You're with the jean
and
lobby.
The pant was ripped.
Oh my god!
And I was devastated because they were my favorite pants.
Big jean. Hey everyone, we're on to you. If you think Erica's big jean,
please end this.
This Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
I have a story about some people hiding a pole somewhere, and we still haven't found it.
I'm sorry. I moved right. The song ended, and listen, I'm going to try to recreate it.
Oh,
my shoe squeaked, and then I made full-on eye contact with Erica, and I believe she thinks I farted. And so then it was like, I know it's stupendously stupid stories, but it's, no, listen.
I don't think the mic is picking that up, though.
But I mean, everyone in the room can tell that I didn't just fart.
Okay.
Should we just start over?
No. Okay. Well, I don't know what his
name is. I don't know what he said.
Okay. I've got a story, and man, things just got sticky.
Okay.
Ooh. The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of California.
Hey! We're
on the 10 freeway.
Yeah. Was it really on the 10?
It was really on the 10. And I don't know. I don't know if you take the 10 to the 101, but in California, a truck like totally was being dumb and overturned.
The truck itself was being dumb.
It's kind of like a Cars movie situation. It was a semi truck, and that semi truck spilled hundreds of gallons of syrup all over the road, leaving a nearly impossible mess to clean up. They had crews come out, they had to move the truck. Then they had to work on the syrup, which was oozing down the roadway. They tried to use an absorbent material, but the syrup was so thick that it wouldn't absorb it. And finally, they had a water truck come in to hose everything down. The question still stands, where did the syrup go? Because if you hose it down,
it's in the water
supply. It's everywhere, yeah.
I mean, they missed the obvious answer. Crash an Eggo truck.
Oh, yeah. And then light some fire. So
yeah,
the Eggos
maybe crash a truckload of toasters. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we could have soaked it all up and made it a delicious crash.
Okay.
I don't know what's happening with my voice.
The freeway was shut down for 9 hours.
Whoa.
Imagine being stuck behind that and having to smell syrup.
I am imagining
hungry.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My story is out of Saskatchewan.
Why, of course.
Yes.
Where is that?
I didn't know it was a real place. It may not be, but okay. It says it was in Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
Canadian province.
Okay, there you go. So the police were examining, there was a power outage in the area, so they worked for over 2 hours to try to restore power to all these people.
Uh-huh.
They figured out that the outage was caused because someone had cut down a power pole and taken it away.
I'm sorry, what?
That's what this says. The power pole was still connected to a live power supply, and the evidence suggests that the power pole was dragged through a yard and a field. Some people just cut it down and drug it.
Like firewood?
I don't know. Or maybe a beam for a house. You watch like the home renovation.
Or it's like a bitchin' beaver building the dam. It's like a big old beaver like,
could be.
Grab that one. Yeah.
Did it just yank the power lines?
Are just kind of
and it was still live apparently. Yeah. So I don't know. We're looking for a couple fried guys somewhere.
There's a mystery there.
No,
I didn't know it was in Canada. We could have been talking like this the whole time there, eh?
Yeah.
Can help with the syrup.
Okay there.
Those were all the stupid people we could find. Did you fart again, Slacker? For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spring is here, and the shopping list is long. Time to make a Lowe's run. Buy 3 bags, get 3 free of Stay-Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Plus, right now, members can earn 4 times the points on an eligible purchase. Start spring off strong with these deals and more. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 3/25, while supplies last. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Point boosters subject to exclusions and more terms apply. One time only offer.
You probably know Vistaprint for business cards, but did you know we print everything you need to get your brand in front of your fans? We print banners and signs that help your business stand out. We print postcards and flyers that get people talking. And we print must-have merch, like tote bags, t-shirts, and water bottles. Whether you want a few or a few thousand, we print on everything so that customers can go from noticing your brand to falling in love with it. Right now, new customers can get 20% off with code NEW20. Because if you need it, we print it at Vistaprint.ca.